All right, loves, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the program. And she hates it when I say this, but I'm not a believer in astrology. But many of you people are believers in astrology. And, you know, I respect that. I'm not a big believer in religion either. But I respect your right to worship as you see fit or to not worship as you see fit. And if I had all the answers and I was right all the time, do you think I'd be doing this for a living? I mean, I'd be doing something else, but you know, I could be wrong. I admit that. But Cassandra Joan Butler, astrologer, she has an Ivy League degree from Cornell in social work, also a master's from Syracuse University, and attended the old Calisanctius Prep School in Buffalo, New York. I know her IQ, and it's really high. I mean, she's IQ-wise, she's smarter than I am. Even if she leaves her kayak on her front lawn for weeks
now,
at a time. But anyway, we live very close to each other, like around the corner. So yeah, anyway,
you can take the Tom out of Tom, but you can't take the Virgo out of you.
Virgo is
very sense oriented, and you see things by mess. Like look at the studio right now. Am I neat enough?
I think what you just said really was you can take the Tom out of Tom, but you can't take the ass. Can't take the ass out of Thomas.
I didn't say that.
I think that's where you were going with that.
I don't think that way, Tom.
I know you don't.
All right.
If you did, we wouldn't have you on the show. I'd have somebody else on. But anyway, Cassandra Joan, seriously, folks, she has a worldwide following, which blows me away. It really does. I was with her at the very beginning of her career, and she was with me at the beginning of mine. Hers in astrology, mine, whatever it is I do for a living. But she is incredibly popular around the world, especially in Australia. And I will tell you, a disproportionate number of people who come to see her are your doctors, your lawyers, your dentists, and yes, people in the American intelligence community. And for many years, her boyfriend was a man who would prove to be the head of DARPA, which is as high up as you can get within certain realms of the American intelligence community.
That's a true story.
Yeah, if you don't know what DARPA is, it's kind of like higher even than CIA,
mm-hmm.
because they come up with the toys and the gadgets that CIA uses in the field.
There's a lot of things beneath and behind the veil, Tom. That's for darn sure. And, you know, all this, thank you for that preamble, truly. But my biggest achievement, I think, is being open enough to looking at astrology. I mean, just looking at it. Because, you know, this is what's going to be happening in the next 20 years, friends. Planet Pluto is finally moving into the sign of Aquarius. No, it doesn't necessarily mean the age of Aquarius. But people are going to be really using technological skills, of which astrology is just a skill. It really is a skill. And it's like you mentioned, all the client types. That's changed in the past 40 years I've been doing this, because more and more people have access online.
Oh.
And they can do their chart instantaneously. And I have a chart service on my website as well. So people have had less likely pushback against astrology, because it's in our faces and accessible vis-a-vis the internet.
Well, without violating any confidences, because I always regarded anything that I did for you as being almost like working at a doctor's office or a lawyer's office in terms of a confidential relationship, mm-hmm. priest and penitent.
Absolutely.
And whatever. But one of the things that I've noticed, you know, based on our conversations and people that I've met over at your place, is the dramatic increase in spooks.
Mm.
That is to say, people in the intelligence world who come to see you. I mean, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, mm-hmm. otherwise known as DARPA, that's pretty high up there. and your ex-boyfriend was in charge of that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I know. There's a lot of things beneath the veil.
And certain other intelligence agencies that you have introduced me to with their consent,
I
might add.
With their consent.
Anyway, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I mean, now Cassandra, believe me, she's highly, highly, highly intelligent. A bit ditzy. I mean, I think we could say that, right?
That's my Neptune.
Yeah, a bit ditzy, but yeah. I'm very eccentric, so.
Yeah, you're eccentric, I'm ditzy.
Yeah, so
I own
it works
it.
Out.
And I'm a little bit of a mess. I mean, I'm looking around the studio, I have my papers flung all over the place. Other people get really annoyed with that. Now, what's not... You know, the neat freak of the zodiac is Virgo, and we have a Virgo on hold right now. So.
Yes, we do.
So,
but just so everybody knows, I love this woman. I love my ex-wife, and I am very proud of that. And I wish that more people who were married could understand that there's a reason why at one point you got married. And even if you've been through a real bitch of a divorce, that you can salvage a great friendship out of it. And I can't tell you the number of times this woman sitting to my left has gotten up at 3 in the morning to take me to the hospital, or gotten up at 2:30 in the morning to get me some ginger ale. And it's like, would you rather have a friend or an enemy?
Right.
And it's the same thing with, we were talking about this off the air, with Nick Orticelli and Nancy Orticelli. I mean, we were at each other's throats for years.
Yes.
And then, you know, we basically sat down and we basically said, this is really stupid what we're doing to each other. And Nick and Nancy are very dear friends now. And also, Frank Panasuk is still a dear friend. It doesn't mean that because one adds friends who might not get along with each other, that you know, you've got to get in the middle of things. And I don't know if that makes any sense to people. But
makes a lot of sense. You know,
there's a tremendous power, I think, in forgiveness. I really believe that.
Totally agree, Tom. And I, you know, again, I live this with a lot of no qualification. Life is short.
Yeah.
And love is forever. So if you care about someone, try to make restitution or forgiveness during the holidays too. I mean, a lot of people get a little bittersweet during this time of year.
Yeah, they do. And you don't get a second chance.
Right.
And you know, I will tell you this, I don't mean to take up everybody else's time. I'll keep you past 4 o'clock, I'm afraid. But one of the things I've been trying to do this holiday season is I've been trying to go over my life and figure out the people that I have wronged and basically asked for forgiveness for some of the really crappy, lousy things I've done to them. And people are very happy with that. And I think there's a tremendous catharsis in obtaining forgiveness from somebody that you know you have wronged.
Absolutely.
And it's good for you as the person doing the apology, and it's good for the person receiving the apology, because it's a weight off of both of you. And I really believe, and I'd love to do a show at some point on apologies and the power of forgiveness, because I think it's real. I really do.
Forgiveness is the gift you give to yourself. I mean, you carry that person's, you know, the hurt or the injury inside your brain. So you don't want to take it up rent inside of there. You want to let it go. So well said, Tom.
No, but I mean, I'd much rather wake up knowing you are a dear friend. I can call on at any time. So is Nick. So is Nancy. So is Frank. All of these people. Jim Hanley, charter fisherman guy. You know, I don't want to take up any more time on this, but, you know, I did something really stupid to Jim many years ago. And I sent him a letter saying, I'm so sorry. It dawned on me that I said something really stupid, and I want to let you know how sorry I am that I said it. And it was like I had given him $1 million.
Right.
And that is the power and the strength of forgiveness. See, sometimes, folks, this is about astrology. Other times, it's about life lessons that we've picked up. Because, I mean, just with my ex-wife alone, you've got 80 years of life experience.
And I forgive you, but at least you didn't call me old. I refuse to use the O word. We're all getting older.
Tom, beats the alternative.
But no one is old in this room. I know that sometimes you think you are, but I have 7 years on you.
Did you feel my intestines poking through my skin? Let's go to Heidi in Lockport on WBEN.
So
you know, they used to have a show called Meet the Millers. I think this is called Beat the Bowerlys. You're on WBEN, Heidi in Lockport. You were born, September 9th, 1958 in Lockport at 4:30 in the afternoon. You're on WBEN with a question for astrologer Cassandra Joan Butler.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi, Cassandra. Hi, Tom. How are you doing today?
Wonderfully.
Well, thanks for your patience, my dear, because I know you're a busy person because you are a Virgo, and you have a question about your career, and man, you love to work. You love your career. You take great pride in it. I'm not sure you've ever looked at your chart, but you've got a lot of Capricorn in your sign as well, and Capricorn is the authority. Capricorn is the manager, but yet you have a soft, sensitive side. Now, in your astrology right now, between today, it's been going on since July, until the end of January, you're kind of cleaning house in terms of your career.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing. Mm. I have just retired from a 40-year career in nursing, and now I can do whatever I want for fun, but I'm having trouble figuring out what I should focus on and put my energy into, because I have a lot of interest.
Yes. Yes, you do. And you're always about helping others. My goodness. No wonder you were a wonderful nursing career, because Virgo is a sign of health.
By the way, before we go any further, breaking news out of Las Vegas. There's a report of a shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. No word on numbers of casualties or fatalities, but that is breaking news on WBEN, report of a shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. So please continue. Obviously, we are a news station and a talk station, so when we do a breaking news, it is incumbent upon me that I get the information out there.
Absolutely.
Exactly, Tom. So, Heidi, I think that when we get to the time of, I think the next chapter for Heidi is still doing some form of service for others.
Okay,
so that could be, you know, maybe doing some volunteer work in some agencies, some .org place that's helping others, helping children perhaps, because your moon is in the sign of Cancer. Cancer likes to nurture others. You are a fabulous addition to the medical community. But there might be something individually you can do. Do your own business, your own service orientation. You probably will be extraordinarily enlightened about what the next step is. I'm going to throw some dates at you, please. And date one is going to be coming on the 20th of January of 24. And you might be doing something a little different on your own time, your own speed. And then the big date, of course, we're talking a lot about that this year, is April 8th. That's the total solar eclipse, and that falls on your destiny mark in your chart, Heidi. So that's going to give you yet another avenue of service in the world. But, there's animals. You may love animals. You may love to foster or something like this, cats, dogs, I'm not sure. But I'm getting all these different activities. And, of course, good old-fashioned travel in your travel area of your chart is very strong as well.
Okay.
Does that make sense, Heidi?
It all makes a lot of sense. Thank you very much.
With a name like Heidi, are you going to Die Schweiz? Are you going to Switzerland? Germany, perhaps?
I've been to Germany, and I'm actually planning on going to the Caribbean in April. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, whereabouts in the Caribbean?
St. Martin's.
Oh, that's boring. I hope, well, enjoy St. Martin's. Maybe you'll feel the distant rumbling of an earthquake as you're on the beach.
Right.
Well, no, the Caribbean's a very active area with volcanic and tectonic activity, and not unusual. I think Martinique, sometimes you're on the beach in Martinique, and you hear a cracking, and it's like an earthquake. Thanks very much, Heidi. Appreciate the call, love. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Again, our in-studio guest, astrologer Cassandra Joan Butler. Yes, we were married. Yes, she reintroduced my wife and I late over the summertime, and she's with us in studio on News Radio 930 WBEN, and we're always delighted to see her, and she's our most popular guest. And again, report of a shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. No word on any numbers of those wounded, or hopefully no reports of fatalities. We will keep you posted as best we can right here on News Radio 930 WBEN, so please stay listening. I do want to remind you to mark your calendar, because the SPCA Radiothon is going to be this coming Wednesday, the 13th of December, and this year the SPCA is going to open its adoption floor early at 9:30 a.m. Get it? 9:30 a.m. For anyone looking to adopt a friend on this special day, you can enjoy half off adoption fees or take part in their Vets and Pets program on this day only. Visit our event page at WBEN.com for details and how to donate. And I talked to Gina about 15 minutes on the drive into work today, and Gina Latuca, very much looking forward to doing the Radiothon to benefit the SPCA serving Erie County. Her husband Joel is looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to it, and it's always a great time. From News Radio 930 WBEN. We need to break right now on WBEN, and then we will be back to more of your telephone calls at 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Little Bob Dylan. Thank you, Tanner Saunders. Brother James last week at Brightsmith did Bob Dylan, and we were all very, very impressed. Anyway, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. There has been a shooting at UNLV. We do not have any numbers of the quantity of people who have been injured or hopefully not, but fatally killed in any gunfire. We do understand that there are multiple victims of the shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, UNLV. The shooting suspect is reportedly contained, and that is according to a report from Fox News. So we will keep you posted on that on News Radio 930 WBEN. Our in-studio guest is astrologer Cassandra Joan Butler. Cassandra Joan, my first wife for 4 years, and I have watched with great admiration and respect as her practice as an astrologer has grown. It certainly isn't a conventional job. Mm-mm. It's not like doing a 9-to-5 job. Then again, Sandy, is what I do a conventional 9-to-5 job? I think not.
I'm a Uranus person too, Tom. So it's just like you, just like your wife.
Yes, yes.
Uranus is unique.
Yes, indeed. Unique. And I haven't really gotten into this, but Cassandra brought it up earlier today. I had met my wife over 20 years ago, and Cassandra reintroduced us, and next thing you know, we're on the beach in Negril, Jamaica, getting married. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of cool.
It was in the stars.
It was in the stars. It's 3:40 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Your questions for Cassandra Joan, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And what she needs from you is your date of birth, where you were born, if possible, the time you were born. That's very helpful. Let's go to Ron on WBEN. A lot of men calling in today, which I find an interesting demographic shift, because a lot of times it's a very heavily estrogened audience.
This is true, but you guys are catching up. You realize there's something to this. And remember, it's not a belief. It's like, oh, I believe in math.
Oh, I don't. Math is a conspiracy of the Illuminati.
Right. Okay.
Ron was born on the 11th of April, 1961, so he could have been the Grassy Knoll gunman in Dallas. Ron was born in Albion, New York at 7 a.m., and he's calling from Albion, so he hasn't moved much in the past 62 years. You're on WBEN, Ron. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, Ron. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
So I have your chart in front of me, and there is a planet. It's called Saturn. It was in your chart at 29 degrees of Capricorn. And you mentioned in the to the screener that this may have been a rough year. Sir, I would say it was the roughest year in 268 years, because the planet Pluto has been hovering around your Saturn. First time in 268 years. Translation, everything has blown up. Everything has changed. There's been some loss. There's been a lot of reforming of your entire life. And the good news is, does it make sense? Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like everything could go wrong, did go wrong.
I'd heard that Uranus was hovering around his, Neptune was hovering around his Uranus,
but he got
a cease and desist order.
There's no Uranus. It's okay. Pluto, Tom. Pluto.
Okay. So, Ron, what do you think about a total revolution of your life? The shooting, by the way, breaking news, the suspect in the shooting at UNLV is deceased. Translation, he's dead. So whether that was by...
I've been following that online, so...
Yeah, I just want to update folks who might not be near a computer, and I apologize, Ron, for interrupting you, but go ahead with your question.
Okay, so Ron, as you're moving through the remainder of 2023, there's a lot to look forward to, sir. Okay, because seriously, this has been, in every step of the word, you know, of change, a lot of change. You are in Aries. You have resilience, positive, Taurus, some Taurus in your chart too, and you're very, very sensitive. You're the type of person that will be there for others without question. You're one of those really nice guys, and so there's a lot of sensitivity, sometimes not always rewarded when you're giving. But here's another big event that's happening, because you're April 11th. On the 8th of this year, we have that what we call a solar eclipse. So there's a new change for you. Now, that new change that's coming this next birthday might even involve perhaps a move or a reboot of where you're living or at least some sort of reconfiguration of the people and or the place you call home, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Everything you said has been right on the money.
Yeah. And so one of the reasons...
I was in a severe accident in January. My mom passed away in August.
Yeah.
I've been considering moving back south.
Yeah.
Everything is right on the money.
Tomorrow is going to be a better tomorrow. Next year will be you'll be in the driver's seat next year in 24, sir. You have to let us know how April goes for you, because the past is past. You've been through all these brutally difficult challenges in your life. But again, it only happens every 268 years.
I'm open to a new change here. So,
yes. What do you want most? If you don't mind me asking you this, Ron, what do you want most out of life right now?
Contentment.
where do you think you would most find contentment?
Financial and mental contentment is what I want. I'm not a a materialistic person.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanna be content.
You want to be content and you want to be happy, and you're a guy who does emotions.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. He's the same moon sign as you, Tom.
I thought we had something in common.
Yeah. Emotional, sensitive, kind.
Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate that.
Thank you both so much.
Cassandra, real quickly, are there some signs that just don't do emotions, or maybe can't handle it when somebody that they're supposed to be with might run into health issues?
Sure.
And they just want to run away?
We all have a template, as it were, right? So astrology is painted with the four elements: air, fire, earth, and water. So the water signs, remember, this is all metaphorical, right? All of us have 70 to 90% of water in our cellular structure. So water is the great intuitive dissolver. So if you have a lot of water in your chart, you do emotions, because water is the archetypal energy of emotions. Even when you have dreams at night, I just got done teaching a class on astrology and dreams. And a lot of people have dreams about, you know, catastrophic water situations, and that's your symbolism of emotions. So the water people will have more compassion generally. That's why I was picking on Ron, because he's got the same type of emotions as you, Tom. It's a Pisces moon. He's a very sensitive guy, and he's gone through a really difficult year, one in 268 years.
Yeah, you know what? It sounded like it, and that's why I wanted to give him a little more time. I'm going to guess that Cancer, as a sign, does not do emotions very well.
Well, here's the rub with that, Tom, because our sun sign is just 1/12 of the story, right? So, like, sometimes Cancers can be brutally, you know, detached. Because if their moon sign is in a different sign. This is the complexity of astrology. So Cancer as an energy is very sensitive, but maybe sensitive about themselves and not necessarily outwardly compassionate for others.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
A spoiled brat kind of mentality?
Can be. Any one of us can be spoiled brats.
It is...
Not me.
No, not at all. 3:48 at News Radio 930 WBEN. There has been a shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. The shooter is deceased, whether by his or her own hand, we do not know. We do not know how many people died, if any. We do not know how many casualties there are. We know there are some casualties, but the severity of injuries, we do not know. But the scene is contained, and the shooter is deceased. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. And we have a lady here who's born on the 21st of April, 1971. You young people, you. It's Tracy, who is born in the morning in Buffalo. Hello. She's calling from Lancaster. Tracy, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, what? Hi, how are you today?
I'm well. I'm so happy to talk to you.
Thank you.
Now, you do know that you're a Taurus, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, because
absolutely.
Because if you were born much earlier that day, you would have made it into the sign of Aries. But you're definitely a Taurus, and Taurus is business. Taurus is money. Taurus is determined. Taurus is beautiful. Taurus loves to help others. Taurus is loyal. All right, so that's one aspect of yourself. And you also were talking about water signs earlier. You also have a lot of water in your chart. You're very compassionate. You mentioned about having two businesses. That's a Taurus thing, right? You're always super busy. And I would imagine some of your businesses are very service-oriented and helping others as well.
Yeah.
That resonates with you?
Oh, yeah, very much
and
so.
Tracy, my love, did you have a specific question?
Yes. It's been a really difficult year. I think the last year and a half has been very difficult. And the one business has seen some unexpected turbulence. I had a few people, I don't know how much detail I can go into, but...
Well, you know what? I want you to think about that, and I'm going to keep Cassandra here after 4 o'clock because I care about you. Would you like to just run through the El Quico list of the setbacks you've encountered?
Yes, just staff shortage, you know...
I got staff shortage, and that's it. Okay, we're going to have to let her go. Obviously, not an uncommon complaint in the business world these days, but what general advice would you give her in terms of trying to keep a business afloat during a time when a lot of people perhaps don't have a work ethic?
I know. It's been... very, very difficult for employees.
You do.
Yes.
Our kids do.
Yeah, I know. When I look at Tracy's chart, and there's a part of the chart that says career, and in her career chart, the planet that represents illusion and... she was maybe giving too many people the benefit of the doubt.
Mm.
And I think that she should use her own discretion to kind of shore up and be a little bit more discriminating and discerning with the people around her. Things should go better for you, Tracy, as we get into February of next year, both economically and with the movement of your business forward. You're a very compassionate person. We're talking about compassion and sensitivity. You have that in spades with your chart. And so you might have to just kind of shore things up and put some boundaries up. And things should be looking better in February for you.
Do you think that, she's not with us anymore, but as you listen, my dear, just ask yourself the question, does that make sense to you as far as establishing boundaries? Sometimes establishing boundaries is easier said than done, especially jobs like yours, Sandy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because, I mean, your phone rings at very late hours, people in crises situations, right. and so does mine.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because we talked about Saturn earlier, Tom, and Saturn really is the planet that represents boundaries. And it is in the sign of Pisces now. And our friend Tracy, her moon is in Pisces. So that's why she's going through this difficulty. And it's also a great time for anyone to connect with their own intuition. Because Pisces is also about intuition, sensitivity. I hope that made sense. So Saturn's only in Pisces every 30 years. We go right back to you, Tom. That's your marriage house. So how cool is that? You're putting boundaries up. This woman, not that woman. That's what you decided on this past year.
Yeah, that's true. But it's like...
that's boundaries.
Well, no, but it's like the conversation I had. Well, you were at my mom's house on Thanksgiving, obviously, with the kids and our grandkid. And we spent 4 hours with your former mother-in-law, my mother, and obviously... It's so nice to be able to say that, you know, but my ex-wife was with my mom and Thanksgiving and 4 hours. And we just had such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time.
Yeah.
So glad that you could be a part of it.
Yeah. And it's so fun to have a grandbaby.
I don't do diapers, but
I know
I'm glad
he's beginning. His babbling is turning into words, Tom. So then he can get on the radio with you.
I was going to say, someday will my babbling ever turn into coherent words and sentences? All right, there's been a shooting in Las Vegas at UNLV. An unknown number of people have been wounded. To what degree, we do not know. The shooting suspect is deceased. So all I can tell you right now, info has been rather slow coming in from Las Vegas PD. 803-0930. I'm keeping Cassandra on because, honestly, I think this is really good radio. Even if you're not into astrology, I think this is super cool on News Radio 930. And again, please understand, these two people on the radio went through a very nasty divorce back in the 1990s. It couldn't have been nastier. And yet, the power of forgiveness, which we talk about whenever she's on here, the power of forgiveness, do not underestimate it. It is real. It's a thing. And if you are still bitter about something that went wrong in your personal life 20 or 30 years ago, like me being with everything with a pulse, the power of forgiveness is real. And I'm grateful for it.
It's absolutely real, Tom. And I think I'm going to do a plug for astrology. I see the world through the lens of individuality, as represented by our charts. And so you can forgive people if they're, like me, messy. So I've got Neptune.
Also, by the way, she's too modest to say this, and I do not get a cut out of it, but CassandraJoanButler.com is the website, CassandraJoanButler.com. And she does have gift certificates mm-hmm. available for the holidays. And everybody loves a gift certificate. So go to CassandraJoanButler.com. And again, I don't get anything out of it, but with any guest, I always like to give them a chance to say, hey, here's the number, here's how you reach them. My little way of saying thank you. It's 3:59 at News Radio 930 WBEN.